exercise change?
Okay, well, I'd say the having a conversation, I'd say figure out three good reasons why you want to change. Write them down. What are three reasons? And share those reasons with other people around you that are, who are important to you. And I think then I'd ask the question, how important is this change to you? Then that'll give you an indication. Now, if I said to you on a scale, Matt, of 1 to 10, how important is it to exercise regularly? You'd probably say about a 9, knowing you. But again, if someone's lower, you know, they might say 7. I'd say, so how come it's not 5? So we just go down the scale. And again, that's going to help the person start thinking about all the reasons. And we call that change talk in the language of motivational interviewing. But I think that stuff's really important. So people, it's really about what we've got to convince ourselves that this is a good idea. It's not about having other people tell us. It's about actually our own self-motivation. And from that point of view, once we've got that intrinsic motivation established, then we'd like to go. So my three key pieces of information would be, identify some reasons, share those reasons with other people who are important to you, and also figure out to yourself how important this is. And again, if it's down low, if you say it's about a 3 or 4, then you might want to think about what things would actually make it more important. What would have to change in my life before it would be important? And sometimes some people might say, well, you know, when the doctor says, you know, this is a problem, well, you know, you could wait to that time, or you could actually take charge of yourself and do something about that now. That's always got to be the person's own call. But generally we know what we need to do. We just are a little slow sometimes getting off the starting blocks.